Tonight's Shia Simon Shin Gimel Se'if Chaf Hei, Chavav, and Chaf Zayin. Se'if Chaf Hei. Asur Le'isha Shetavir B'Shabbos Sirok Alpaneh. Now we're moving away from the halachas of carrying on Shabbos to general things that women do, what's allowed and not allowed on Shabbos. It's also for her to put on red makeup on Shabbos on her face. Asur Le'isha Tavir B'Shabbos Sirok Alpaneh. On Shabbos, she may not put this red makeup on her face. Mishum Seveya, it's the Isser of dying. Mitamzeh, for the same reason, Asura Lichol B'Shabbos, she cannot put on eye makeup. Mitamzeh, Asura L'Tuach HaPneh B'Tzok, nor can she put dough on her face. Tikashanat Tatalto Ma'adim HaBos. When she removes that mask, it makes the flesh red underneath. So all these things are also on Shabbos. Sevkan Ayin Tes Sarah Kutseva Adom, it's dyed red. Tosefta Isa Shlot Kanach Paneh Bebeget Sheish Basurak. Tosefta says you can't wipe her face with a garment that has this red dye on it. Umashma Aval Gavdol Miskavenes Tzvi, and implies that even though she wasn't intending to put cosmetics on her face, Psikreshu, she knows it's going to happen. V'tama Dov, the reason is the Kevod Isha Darka B'Kach LaYaposes Asma, since this is a normal way for women to adorn themselves, I did svias punim by putting cosmetics or dyes on their face. Mechsi shaper kutzaveh, so we look at it as if it's melecha saveh. I will ish she'ein darko b'kach, but a man doesn't do that. Well, mekutzaveh, we wouldn't call that the isser of dying. K'masha kasef sof simen shenchof, like we write in shenchof, the mutter lechol tusim ushar peyos at sovim, that's mutter to eat berries and other fruits that will cause a discoloration. Avagav that Sevea Panovi Adobe Sachir, so while he's eating, his fingers and his face gets colored. It's mutter. Now, even the woman who puts the red makeup on her face is only an Isra Bonan, then Sviya Midiraisal or Ohoda Min Hatira, it's not Sevea on the human body, but Midabon it's Asvayim Berloch Luk Berlocha. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that a man who doesn't dye himself, he can eat berries and cherries and fruits that turn his skin red. What about a lady? So Shartzian Sivkon Samuche says, Nira Degam Isha Muteras Lechol Tus Mushar Pesasovim, that women are also allowed to eat berries and other fruits that will leave a red coloring. The Dafka Besuak Al Panesh Uderz V'Yasunoi, when it's a red makeup that's meant to dye her face, that makes her nice, look nice, that's what's usher. Mashenka Bechilz Tusim, as opposed to eating berries, Sheb Sikreshu Raklis Sefaser, all it does is to guarantee that her lips will turn red. By ladies, that's not common either. We don't find in the poskim a difference between men and women. So the notes say, well, what about ladies who put on lip makeup? There's such a thing as people put on lip makeup. So they can't eat berries. That's going to turn her lips red. So the contemporary poskim say, l'maisis mutter, because it's derech achila, not derech malocha, that tzivias kalacha yad. Most ladies are not going to replace her lipstick with eating some berries. And Mamela, we don't say it's awesome for women to eat berries.
What about cover up, skin color?
So the notes say anything that she does is going to be also, even clear nail polish is considered severe because it enhances the beauty. So whether it's cover up, whether it's clear, lemaisa, the effect of it is to make her look nicer. That's all included in this Isser Drabon of Sevilla. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Pei Lichol, nor can she put an eye makeup, a nehem, to put the makeup around her eyes. Sivkan Pei Aleph, to put this mask of dough on her face, Latuach Al Panet, to spare on her face, and when it's removed, her face looks red. V'yesha Nohagin Devar Isser, there are people who do something which is wrong. Lahachak Sarasayim Bechelev Mehutuch Umaor B'minev Samim. They smooth their hair with melted fats mixed with spices. We call it Pumado. I'm afraid it's Nisidiraisa. Because you're spreading this fatty mixture over the hair, it's Mamareach. It's proper for someone to warn his family not to do that. So, various things they did for cosmetics, you have to be careful on Shabbos. Se'iv Chavov. Also, the kloya ha'isha sa'ar b'Shabbos, a woman may not braid her hair on Shabbos, for though the hatter kliyasa, nor can she undo her braid, but she can part her hair. V'yesh oisim, the Ramah says, some say it's also lachlok sa'ar to part the hair. Tan lasos hashaitel, v'cheino hagul le'esor lasos de kli. It's the meaning is not to do it with a comb or a tool. Al be'etzba ba'almo nagel hak. But if she just uses her finger by itself, the meaning is to be mekel. Mishbuos of kohen pebeis l'kloya. She cannot braid her hair midrabbanan. It's nisidrabbanan mishum the dami lebinyan. It's comparable to construction, putting things together. Chedashin al pasuk, like we learn in the pasuk, vayiven Hashem alakim esat seila. By Chava, the lashon is vayiven malamit shekila kadosh baruch hu lechava. We learn the Baruch Hu made a braid on her hair, vayavia la'adam, to bring it to Adam. So by taking the strands of hair and combining them into the braid, it's comparable to binyan. V'shekein b'chachay ayam karen lekaliyasa b'niyasa. In the islands at sea, we call kaliyasa b'niyasa. Aval. Hakoleya nimin betolush, if you were to take threads or hairs and weave them in a braid, and they're not attached to the head, chayv mishum oyer, that's a b'nisra of weaving. K'mosha kasar amin d'rabam writes. V'hacha b'seyo lo chashav ariga, by the hair on the head, we don't call it weaving, mishum the mechub l'berosh is attached. V'od, and besides, they ensovel hiskayim. The braid can't be nisra d'iraisa, because it's not going to last. Shomed z'stir eventually will be intended to be undone. V'nei kol zeh b'mechub, this is the one that's attached to the head. V'akala sarapen nochris, but if she were to braid the hairs of a wig, shekorin faruk, after im b'zeh mishum b'ron, now it's not b'ina on a wig, but it will be oirik. The afim neima the ain sevelis kam. Even though you'll tell me it won't last forever, al kolponim midorbonim yiras. It's still awesome midorbonim. So you cannot braid the hairs of a wig on Shabbos. When kamalkam near dein kadai limchos mokam shel yishmalon. However, it would seem that it's not worth protesting where they're not going to listen. If they're not going to listen, we tell them not to do it. So by nisidorbonim we say better to be shoygin to be mezit. He says in the notes, in a place where everyone is careful not to do it, and one lady wants to be mekel, then you tell them not to do it. Sifkan pe gimel, for lo lahat kliyase, it's not permitted to undo a braid either. The dami the soiser, just like it's boina to put together the braid, it's soiser to take apart the braid, and therefore that's aser as well. Sifkan pe dal the ish ois nachlok sar. There are those who aser parting the hair, mishum chashash talish, who are afraid some hair will be pulled out. The lenient opinion holds, since it's not her intent to pull her hair, and it's not for sure going to happen, so it's animus gavin, and therefore it's permitted to part the hair. But the Ramah says, yesh oswim, that we're not going to part the hair, except with the finger, using a finger instead of a tool, it would be mutter. Sivchav zayin, osir lisroik b'masrik b'shabas. It's osir to comb with a comb or brush with a brush on Shabbos. Even a brush made from the hair of a pig, it's still impossible that it won't pull out some hairs. So even though the hair of the pig is considered soft and you would think it wouldn't pull out any hair, it's not true. It's impossible not to pull out hairs. It is mutter to take your hand and either rub or separate the hairs with your hand without using a brush, without using a comb. Mishtaburis of katan pehe. Also the soik, it's aser to comb or brush, mishum plisha saraguf. We're concerned that it will pull out hair of the body. Tavi told the goizes. It's a told of melechas goizes. The av malach of goizes is to shear the wool off a sheep. It's a tolda to remove human hair. Sivkar pevav, she'i efshe v'chulu, using this comb or a brush is going to certainly pull out hair, even if it's made from chazir, from the hair of a chazir. Okay, therefore, afim einu mechav l'klisha saseir, even though there's no intent to pull out the hair, gam kenos is still forbidden to have secretion because we know it's going to happen. Ube gemara isa, the gemara teaches, the kol hasoirik lahashir nimen hamududolin, whoever combs or brushes to remove those hanging strands, they're slightly pulled but not fully separated from the body. Miskavin, so the intent is to remove it. They want to make a clear separating of the hairs, to comb it nicely. So you want to remove, there's a kavana to remove the ones that are out of place. So it comes out that even if you have a very soft brush, could go on, borscht racha, soft brush, and it's not a psikresha, Gamkin also if it's miskaven. In the case when it's not miskaven, it's also if it's a psik ratio. In the case when it's not a psik ratio, because the bristles are really soft, but if you still have kavona to get rid of the hairs that are out of place, it's also awesome. Unless it's both milas, that you have a very soft bristle that is not a psik ratio, and on top of that, you have no kavona to remove the strands. Custom b'sefer Yeshuas Yankov, Sefer Yeshuas Yankov writes, for Isi, I have seen, Anoshim make healim the Sokrosh Meshabbos, men who are lenient to comb their hair on Shabbos. Ukumat nas hadavar keheter etzlam, it's practically, in their minds, something totally permitted. But oile naim shekach royos, woe to eyes that have seen such a thing. Lavar b'shat nefesh, l'chal Shabbos b'dayim. To violate brazenly, openly, Shabbos b'dayim with their hands, the Mechal Shabbos. Umeharaoi, what would be proper? L'chol chocham be'iroi, every rav in his city, l'hazozet, to warn about it. Ula yishmu v'yichumu, so perhaps people will listen and take the lesson. Ad kan devarav, that's what he writes. Umashem eshivin, people answer back. Shemuchu chlasakin sarasov, of course you have to fix your hair on Shabbos. K'deshli is gana b'vechaveva, if you can't walk out like a slob, people are going to see you, you have to look like a mensch. There's a mutter way to do it. Like I said before, what's the mutter way? Very soft bristles without any kavana to remove the loose strands. The gam kila kamei b'sifkan pezayin, similar, will have a heter and sifkan pezayin. Umavad kaza besides this, you can always use your hand to rub or separate your hair. Why would you do such a serious iser brazenly with your hands to take a brush or a comb? You could do it in a mutter way. When you use a brush, it's impossible not to pull out hair. However, it is mutter to make a slight touch up with the brush from the pig's hair. The dafka lisrok osur bo. To comb it or brush it out is usur. The meisher sar pulls that hair. Avalasakim at small little light touch-ups, shari is mutter. Or mesarek osur af bezeh. But using a comb would be usur even for that. He's only monitoring it with the soft pig hair, right? Not with the comb. V'nogu shiyeh kliya osur mesarek hazir miyuchel shas. People would have a special pig's hair, or I think it's called boar's hair, brush, just for Shabbos.
Counterintuitive.
So it wouldn't be an uv d'chol using the same tool used during the weekday. Sefkar peches ulefasfes biyad. Tamar concludes that it is mutter to use your hand. Hainu shemavdu biyadov sevasav zumizu, separating the hairs with his hand. Barabam isa chayfef alsa arobiyado vechochich betzi pranov. The Rambam writes that he's chayfef his hair with his hands. He's chochich, which means to scratch with his fingernails. Even though hair may come out, it's mutter. It's not his intent to do so. And it's possible that it won't happen. So if a person scratches his scalp, we don't say he's Mechal Shabbos. There's no psik ratio that hair will come out. If hair came out, it was Einam Miskaven. But it's not like it for sure is going, and he doesn't want to do it. So it blives Einam Miskaven. According to Rabban, the word chofeif is what he does with his hand. The fast face is with his fingernails. So either way, you're not using a tool. If you look later in Siman Shin Chavav, Siftes and Yud and Mishtabur there, you should never rub your hair with something that you know for a fact will pull out hair. So anytime you know that it's going to pull out hair, we have a problem, it's a psik ratio. But if it's not for sure going to pull out hair and you don't want it to pull out hair, then with those two in combination, we say it's a enemis gavein, and it's not a psik reisha, and that will be permitted on Shabbos.